Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this Steven?
Hello.
Hi, Steven. Can you hear
Yes,
me?
ma'am.
Hi, my name is
How you
Courtney.
doing?
I'm doing well. My name is Courtney. This is on a
Yes,
recorded
ma'am.
line, and you are calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit.
Yes,
Correct.
ma'am.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have an attorney at this time, sir?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, so you are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Steven, your phone number is 423-728-8682, correct? This is your cell phone number.
Yes, it is.
Okay, if at any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. There is a delay in the phone, so I apologize. My name is Courtney, and I will be the one helping you file your claim today, okay?
Okay.
And you were the one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? What type of cancer you had?
It's B cell lymphoma.
B cell lymphoma. Okay. Sorry to hear that, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna send you 728-8627. I'm gonna send you a direct text message from my direct phone number so you have my contact information, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Just in case you get disconnected. The phone delayed when you transfer called, so I want to make sure you have my phone number. And you are filing on behalf of yourself. You don't have any other diagnoses besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. What was your diagnosis date?
Diagnosis date and like when I first found it. February 6th of 2016.
Okay, so February 6th of
16.
16. Okay, so February 6th, 2016 was when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Yes.
And you were spraying Roundup at home or for work or for both?
At home.
Okay. And do you still live at that same address that you were spraying the Roundup at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your address?
217 Stout Street, Calico Plains, Tennessee,
Stout,
37385.
Stout Street.
Stout Street, Stout.
And where is that located?
Calico Plains, Tennessee.
Is it come up as Savannah, Tennessee?
Calico Plains. No, it's Tellico Plains, Tennessee.
Oh, Tellico Plains, Tennessee. Okay, I found it. And is it 37385?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is that it's a house, correct? There's no unit number or anything like that.
No, it's just a house, huh?
Okay, perfect. Thank you for verifying that. And did you have any friends or family members or anybody else that was affected by the roundup that needed help filing a claim as well?
No.
Okay. Approximately how long were you spraying the Roundup for? How many years?
Oh, 20 years.
20 years. Okay. And you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79. You sprayed it for 10 days or more, correct?
Yes.
You are a citizen of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are a citizen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you suffer from any of these
Yes.
illnesses? Okay. Do you have an organ transplant?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have HIV, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis C?
No.
Do you have arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Okay, and no cancer other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, no chemo requirement for another type of cancer.
No.
Okay, do you have any family history of cancer, Stephen?
No.
Okay. I have your medical problem is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your first name is Stephen. It's Stephen. Last name Bowen, Bowen, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. No suffix in your name. You're not a junior or senior.
No.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me? Are you male or female?
Male.
Okay. What's your marital status at this time? Are you married, single, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Okay. So you're not married at this time, correct? What is your date of birth?
No, ma'am.
What's your date of birth, Stephen?
3/3/3 of 1955.
All right. You're about to be 70 years old, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there at it.
My dad's 54 and he just turned 70
I didn't
this
think I
year.
was going to make it this long.
And
Oh, is that
then,
right? My
yeah, he
goodness.
just turned
Okay.
70 and last 2 months ago. Can you confirm your social for me?
Wow.
Social security number.
Do what, huh?
Your social security number?
410. Oh. Yes, 410-085793.
5793. Okay, so 4100-85793, correct?
That's correct.
All right, thank you for confirming that. When was the first time that you had a connection between the roundup and your diagnosis? Was that when you became ill? When did you first notice?
Yeah,
Okay. And that
I just noted get I just got sick from it, you know.
yeah. So would you say that your first connection between the related of the roundup was when you got diagnosed on 2/6?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your current height and weight?
5 foot 10, 175 pounds.
170 pounds. 75 pounds or 170?
175.
Okay, it's 175. Okay. All right. And then I have your phone number. That's the 423-728-8682. What's the best time of the day for the attorneys to call you?
Probably mornings.
Okay. And then did you have an email that you have access
probably
to, sir?
Sometime after 9. Yes, I do.
What's your email?
It's Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, B-O-W-E-N,
mm-hmm.
1955@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then, Stephen, were you spraying the Roundup weekly, monthly, twice a week? How often were you spraying it?
I use it like one time a week.
So, okay, and was that 12 months out of the year?
No. Just from the springtime to the fall. So March, from about the middle of March, 15th of March, to about October is when we quit running the mowers. So,
okay.
October.
Okay, so let's say March to April, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Would you say 8 months out of the year or 7 months out of the year?
Seven.
About seven times. Okay. So about
yeah.
Okay.
Just
so
during the grass season, you know, grass mowing season.
Yeah. So, that would be. Four times seven.
March to October would be 7 months, right?
Yeah, but you were spraying it weekly, so that was times four, another 4 months. So four times seven. Oops, hold on.
Yeah.
Times four. So about 112 times a year for 20 years puts you at 2,240 exposures approximately. Okay, I just had to get an idea. So so it's about 112 times a year. Okay. And then you did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis, correct? When did you stop using the Roundup?
Yes. I stopped using it around October of 2015.
October, what, like October 1st, 2015?
Yeah, about October 15th. That's the middle of October.